This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Fitness and Pain Management channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Sharon Starica, a movement educator specializing in the Feldenkrais method. Sharon will talk with us today about the definition of pain, clarifying where it comes from, how and why it shows up in the first place, and how you can alleviate pain through awareness and movement. Sharon works with clients individually and teaches regular classes and workshops, all in an effort to help people live pain-free lives. Certainly looking forward to this interview, Sharon, and welcome to eHealth Radio once again.
Well, thank you.
Sharon, if you would, for starters, tell us a little bit about yourself and the type of work that you do.
Yes, I'm specifically trained with the Feldenkrais method and have been for 25 years. And the Feldenkrais method really emphasizes the relationship between your brain and your body and how your brain is signaling to your body to carry out movement for just all the things that we do in daily life, everything from sitting, walking, bending over, reaching, to our daily activities of running, swimming, all kinds of sports. So I really work with people in understanding why they get themselves maybe into situations of pain or discomfort, or perhaps have an accident or injury, and how to recover and get themselves back to a pain-free situation.
Now, you're talking to us about a concept you call the pyramid of pain. What is that and why the name?
Yes, I like to call how I work with people and emphasizing getting rid of pain the pyramid of pain. It's pretty simple. If you think of a pyramid, at the top, I'm going to say, is where pain is. And so at the bottom of the pyramid, you have two corners that are equally lined up. One of those corners is the part of your body that is overworking, or sometimes we'll say the word overcompensating. It's doing a lot of work. The other end, the other corner of the bottom of the pyramid, is the area of your body that isn't working. In a way, it's shut down. It's become maybe locked up, or it's the area that maybe had a surgery and hasn't formulated how to operate clearly again. So it's pretty straightforward. Pain cannot exist without these two points happening, and that's what I love so well about this concept of the pyramid of pain, is that as soon as you do have pain, you can recognize, oh, these two things must be going on for me. I must be overworking in an area, and another area isn't working at all.
Is it possible for people to have pain in multiple locations?
Absolutely. Very often that's the case, not only in the location where they're overworking and not working, but there can be pain in other areas, and that falls into the category where sometimes people end up compensating or, again, overworking in multiple sites. So that can happen when people have had either continuous pain without treating it, or they've had one accident after another, and when you have several different accidents, they start layering themselves. So yes, indeed, you can have pain in multiple areas.
Today, once again, we are with Sharon Starica, a movement educator specializing in the Feldenkrais method, here on eHealth Radio's Fitness and Pain Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Sharon, tell us what happens once people know where their pain is and the process for it to go away.
So the first thing is, again, to identify, I've got pain. And then the next process is through really your awareness of what part of your body do you sense maybe you're overworking or overusing, and also you need to become aware what part of your body are you not using. So this takes a lot of awareness, and it may also take working with either a specialist like myself in the Feldenkrais method or a physical therapist that is trained in understanding body mechanics. So you may need that person. But it is really important to understand what is going on with you, because if you don't have the awareness of those areas, then you really can't change what's going on.
And what kind of movements do you suggest to help alleviate pain overall?
Very simple movements. Again, first and foremost is to identify the areas that are either overcompensating, overworking, and the parts that aren't working. And then really it can be anything from a movement of sitting in your chair, rounding your spine, and then arching your spine. It can be a movement of bending forward to get up out of a chair and practicing sitting back down and getting back out of a chair. So when we talk about movement, we're using our bodies pretty much all day long doing movements, getting in and out of cars, standing up, sitting down. So you can take any movement like that and just to do the movement slower and paying attention to how you do the movement. Or another example that I gave was just sitting in a chair, coming to the edge of your chair and rounding your spine and arching your spine. Doing a very simple movement like that 4 or 5 times with awareness will help alleviate pain, if not make it all go away.
And one last question, does pain sometimes occur for some unknown reason?
Generally, no. Pain is a signal from your brain to your body trying to communicate to you, hey, something's not happy here. It's the only way for your body to communicate to your brain is to give you that signal. So it's not going to signal pain if nothing's occurring. So that's why it's really important when people start to feel pain, they shouldn't ignore it. They shouldn't just go, oh, this will go away, or I'll take an Advil and that'll just make it go away and not deal with it. It's really important to listen to what your body's trying to say to you and then to move forward as far as investing a few moments in your day of doing some gentle, easy movements with awareness so that you start to feel and recognize a difference in your movement, which will change and again relieve your pain.
Before you go, Sharon, where can our listeners find more information and also how they can be in contact with you online accordingly?
Yes, thank you for asking. My website is www.sharonstarica.com, spelled SharonStarica.com, or they can feel free to email me with any questions they have at Sharon@SharonStarica.com.
Sharon, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us and have a great weekend.
Thank you so much, Eric.
We've been speaking with Sharon Starica, a movement educator specializing in the Feldenkrais method. And once again, the website of reference is SharonStarica.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Fitness and Pain Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.